It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Warrensburg. A month of a lot of travel comes to a close today for Northwest Missouri State. Now, they do have another ball game in the month, but at least the travel will be done after today and a couple of tough matchups coming up for both Northwest basketball teams. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, starting with this women's game, you look at Central Missouri come in ranked in the nation, and the Northwest women coming off a disappointing loss on Tuesday. There's a potential that Northwest could make some noise with a good game here today.
And there are some matchups that I think could favor Northwest just a little bit in this game. First of all, Central Missouri is a very good outside shooting team. They can knock it down from the perimeter, very good three-point shooting team. But Coach Kellogg feels there might be a little bit of advantage inside for Northwest. If they can get that inside game going to Matthews and Martin and do a good job on the boards, he feels like maybe that's something that could be of benefit for Northwest this afternoon.
You know, and you'll talk to a lot of coaches that would rather have the inside advantage first, because on the three-point advantage, yeah, it's good if it's going, but it's not always going. You're going to shoot a lot higher percentage inside.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And not only that, but if you have that advantage, even if you're missing some shots on the perimeter, you should have a little bit of an advantage as far as getting some rebounds and maybe some second-chance points. So hopefully that's something Northwest can take advantage of today.
Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri, our matchup this afternoon. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg, Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri, our matchup this afternoon. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, with this Central women's team, you mentioned their ability to shoot outside, but you know, Northwest defensively, really outside of Tuesday, has been a pretty good team defensively, so you have to feel pretty good, especially since they did focus a lot on defense this week in practice, that hopefully it'll be a good bounce back this week on that end of the floor.
Yeah, I think Coach Kellogg was really upset with the way the team guarded the perimeter against Southwest Baptist. Granted, Southwest Baptist hit some shots, but he felt like they had some more open looks than what they should have had, which helped SBU as far as coming up with some of those three-pointers they had on Tuesday night. That's been a point of emphasis this week in practice, not only because of the way they defended on Tuesday, but because who they play today as well, a team that can knock them down from outside. So I think we'll see Northwest go back to being a pretty good defending team on the perimeter today, just judging on what they've been doing this week in practice.
Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri. When we come back, we'll hear from Mark Kellogg, the coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Don Foley, a Creston, Iowa native, graduated with a master's degree from Northwest in the summer of 1978 and says he enjoyed his relationships with his instructors during his time on the Maryville campus.
I worked on a graduate degree in agriculture, kind of the agriculture business area, and just had some outstanding professors, a couple of which I've kind of maintained a little bit of contact with, and I know just retired from Northwest here in the last couple of years or so, in fact, and I think that made a lot of it easier for me and made it something that kind of helped the experience during the time.
Foley says his education from Northwest helped form the base of a very successful career in agricultural lending.
I took a lot of those experiences, whether it be working with livestock or farmers in general, and understanding their complex financial needs and putting that to use. And also, I think, working on communicative skills and things that I could use to kind of help better position myself to do a good job for a lending company for the rest of my lifetime.
Foley recently was named to the Northwest Foundation Board and says he's looking forward to giving back to the university.
When the opportunity came up to devote some time to the foundation and do some work toward the continual improvement of Northwest, I jumped at the opportunity.
Foley's been a successful high school and college basketball referee and baseball umpire for 35 years and has been inducted into the Iowa High School Coaches and Officials Hall of Fame.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back in the pregame show before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest and Central Missouri, joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, we had talked about Tuesday night, how you guys were going to get a little bit of time with it being a Tuesday game. How was the time used this week? Did you have some good practices coming into today?
Yeah, we had one good one for sure. Yesterday was okay, but we had a lot to get done yesterday and a lot to go over just from the mental standpoint. So, yeah, I mean, obviously the emphasis was on the defensive end. I think Wednesday or Thursday's practice was just about 2 hours of all defense and rotations and keeping the ball in front of us and some things like that. And then yesterday we started in a little bit Thursday, I guess, getting ready for Central Missouri.
And when you talk about having a defensive practice, obviously the nature for basketball players is to want to shoot, play offense, that sort of thing. How'd they react to having an all-defensive practice?
Well, I mean, they were fine. They knew it was coming, too. From the Wednesday film session, they knew what was going to be following, and we had talked about it a little bit. And we had been a pretty good defensive team. I just think we lost our way a little bit. SBU, of course, to credit them, they had a lot to do with that. So we're going to have to be better, though, tonight. That's the... You know, I guess the downside is, you know, this is the best and most potent offensive team I think we've faced probably all season, and so we're going to have to really be locked in defensively.
What is it about this Central team that makes them so good offensively?
Oh, just they're explosive, and they've got, I mean, they rely on three to be their main three scorers. It's not like the other ones can't, but the three that do score can score in a hurry and in bunches. So, you know, it's not, and you can't just key on one or two players on this team. You know, it's at least three really good ones, and then if you forget about them, they've got some other kids that can make you pay as well. So, we got our work ahead of us, and that's okay. It's a challenge for us, and we kind of need to see where we're at.
Is it something where the team physically can do it? It's just a matter of mentally making sure they're playing strong defense?
Yeah, yeah, we can do it. Now, they're more athletic than we are, and we understand that, so we have to play with more structure, as we always talk about, play team basketball. I mean, we're going to play man and zone, so the concern is when we get into zone, and now we're not matched up with each kid, following them all over the court, so now you've got to, you know, go back to that scouting report and why you get one and who's this kid, what do they do, is this a shooter, is it a driver, is this the post player, and then that changes a lot when we're in zone. So we're going to have to kind of see which one works for us tonight and see which one we'll stay with for most of the game.
What about Central defensively? What might work for you offensively tonight?
Well, they do give up some points. Now, I think they'll probably pressure us, and their pressure seems to be a lot better earlier in the game than it is later, which is what normally happens. All your energy and emotion is as soon as you get out of the gates, and then you die off a little bit. So I think we can get some stuff, but again, they're going to be more athletic. We're going to have to slow them down with screening and cutting and getting in their way. If we don't get in their way, they're going to be there every single time we catch the basketball. So we got to make sure we're helping each other, setting some great screens.
Now, we've talked about how you guys had so many road games this month, this being the last one of the month anyway. Have you found that the team might be getting a little bit road weary and need some home games?
Well, I mean, you always look forward to the road games. This one against the 16th or whatever they are ranked team in the country, if you can't get excited for you know, that opportunity, then you need to go do something else. So it's something we've talked about a little bit. We'll talk about it again here in a minute, you know, is find a way. If there's a will, there's a way, you know, and figure that out. And so, yeah, that'll be our challenge to our kids. I think we'll be okay. But, of course, yeah, I'm a little tired of sitting on the bus. I feel like we have been on the bus the whole month. But you relish these opportunities. This is why we play and coach this game, is for moments like this.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
For the second consecutive year and third time in 4 years, the Northwest cheerleading team carries the Universal Cheerleaders Association Division II National Championship to Maryville. Head coach Jason Sack says the team is more than a team, they are family.
They always get together during those two-a-day practices. They would get together and have like game board nights, pasta nights, that kind of stuff. They do lots of stuff together that's not required by me to do for them. They do it on their own. They want to get together and do some things. They really try to, both groups, they try to break up the monotony of being here for so long and being stuck in the gym by themselves alone.
Sack says the music selection has to do with the attitude of the group.
The music kind of usually fits with, number one, what the kids are motivated by, and number two, kind of their overall attitude. I mean, both of the groups had in their song choices a song called Work Hard, Play Hard. So that was something that really kind of they focused on this year, was working really hard and, you know, enjoying what they're doing. So that's how they're playing.
Sack says they were scared the team wouldn't be where they needed to be when viewing the competition.
It was close. It was cheer won by 1.4. And in steppers, when they finished for hip-hop, there was 1.6 between first and fourth place. So both groups were, not exactly leading out in front of everybody, just cleaning everybody out.
Seniors Jesse Kranick and Randy Myers say despite stereotypes of cheerleaders, the team eats healthy and are not anorexic.
No, God, not at all. If somebody knew how I ate, they would be embarrassed for me. My mom always says that I eat like a linebacker.
Senior Reed Operella says the national championship puts Northwest on the map.
I couldn't be happier with getting back-to-back championships. You know, I'm proud to leave my legacy on the team, and hope going forward, you know, people can, you know, come on in and realize that we have a winning mentality here. So let's work hard, play hard.
Head coach Jason Sack says another national championship means excellent recruitment for the coming years, with many graduating seniors.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in Warrensburg before today's women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri, as we look at starting lineups for the two teams. First for Central Missouri and head coach Dave Slifer. They bring in a 14-2 record, 6-2 in the MIAA. Brianna Lewis is a 5'7" junior out of Greenville, Mississippi. Averages 15 points a game, leads the team in three-point shooting, having hit 42 this year. Quinicia Twine is a 5'8" junior out of Atlanta. Kiana Flax, their leading scorer, averaging 21 points a game, is a 5'11" junior from Haltom City, Texas. Brielle Watley is a 5'6" sophomore from Fort Wayne, Indiana, averaging 3.5 points and one rebound a game. Nicole Cadell is a 5'11" senior out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. She's averaging a double-double, 13 points and 10 rebounds a game. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, with a 10-6 record overall, 4-4 in the MIAA, Coach Mark Kellogg going with his usual starting lineup of Ashley Nelson, a 5'9" sophomore. She is the team's leading scorer, averaging 12 points a game. Monique Stevens, a 5'3" junior, averaging 7 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman from Manila, Iowa, averaging 9 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Andy Matthews, the team's leading rebounder, pulling down 7 a game, also averaging 9 points, a 5'10" sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. And Maggie Marnin is a 6'3" sophomore from Stuart, Iowa, averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. Sorry, your starting lineups. We're back with the start of this game. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Ricaro Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg, Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri are doubleheader here this afternoon as they're just about set to introduce the starting lineups for the two teams. They are presenting the colors here. It is Military Appreciation Day here in Warrensburg this afternoon. But, again, we've got a couple of good matchups. We've mentioned about the women's game a little bit later on this afternoon. The two men's teams will be meeting. And this is a big game in terms of positioning in the MIAA, a chance for Northwest to get back into a tie for the conference lead.
Central Missouri, which has won seven straight games, comes in as the top team in the MIAA. Northwest a game behind in the standings. So, yes, a very important game down here. And they're facing a Central Missouri team that really playing some good basketball. As I mentioned, seven straight wins, seven out of their last, maybe nine out of the last 10 games they've come up with victories. But if you look at them statistically, nothing really stands out about them. They're about midway through the stats in about every team category there. But the one thing that does stand out, they find a way to win every game.
You know, one thing that's interesting about this year's Central team, what it sounds like is they don't have anybody that's flashy. They're playing as a good team, and it seems like in years past they've always had the one or maybe two players that really stand out. And on this year's team, they may not have that, but it seems to be working.
And as Northwest has found through the years, that team concept really win you a lot of basketball games, and I think that's what we're finding out of at Central Missouri. While, again, they don't have anyone dominating the stats, they've got several ball players that kind of bought into a team concept, and it's really worked out for them. And one thing they've been able to do is really take care of the basketball. They don't turn it over much, and they make the most of their possessions. And one thing we'll see again today, we'll see a little bit of zone out of Central Missouri. Not necessarily because Northwest has struggled a little bit over the last couple of games. They've attacked the zone a lot better, but primarily because that's just the type of defense that the Bills have been playing this year, and they do a very good job with that zone defense.
And we have seen Northwest definitely improve, and I think improve to a point against that zone defense that you really aren't afraid that they're going to go up against it. Now, I think Central's will be a little bit better than what they have seen the last couple of ball games because, like you said, they do it all the time. But there's a little less fear about Northwest facing the zone right now.
And that's what Coach Ben McCollum talked about. They've gotten past that fear. He said that they were maybe playing afraid of going up against that zone. The last couple of games they've attacked it, and they're feeling much more comfortable going up against the zone. And again, they'll have to be comfortable against it again this afternoon.
Takes a little bit longer to do starting lineups at Central this year. They've got a brand new video board that they've got where the old scoreboard used to be right above the court, and they're showing kind of an intro video right now before they introduce their starters. So they definitely take their time getting to the point of the start of the ball game here.
Not only a new video board, but a new sound system to go with it. And here in the last several years, we've seen them make some improvements to the multi-purpose building here, starting with the bleachers on the other side, behind the scorers table now. They used to be wooden bleachers that they were allowed. Now they're a lot nicer. We've seen them upgrade the chair backs behind us here. And this is a facility built in the mid-70s or so. At the time, was a premier facility. And then they've since really done some upgrading here in the last 4 to 5 years. And they've, again, keeping this at a very top-notch facility.
I tell you, that's kind of been almost a trend that you're starting to see. I think we're on the front end of it. Of course, we've seen football stadiums around the MIAA really receive a lot of facelifts, and still more of those going on. But now you're starting to see some of the basketball facilities around the league gain some attention.
Yeah, we talked about it when we were at Pittsburgh, Kansas, to face Pittsburgh State. They're putting a lot of emphasis on their arena down there, the John Lance Arena, where they've got a new floor that they dedicated when we went down and played Pittsburgh State. Not only that, but new bleachers there. And just seeing basketball become an emphasis of a lot of these schools, and like Pitt, which traditionally has been a football school, but they've seen that they kind of looked at what Northwest has done, where you can win both football and basketball, and which they've had some good basketball teams through the years, but really seeing that emphasis on facilities down there with basketball now.
Before we get to the tip, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Maggie Martin and Nicole Cadell step into the center circle to get this one started. Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri, our doubleheader here this afternoon. Official steps into the center circle, and we're about set to get this one started. The ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Central. They'll work right to left in this first half. Rhea Watley across the timeline with it, dribbles between the circles, works it over to the right side for Lewis. Lewis brings it to the free throw line, into the lane, out to Watley on the left wing. Now back to Lewis, up with a jumper from 12 on the baseline. No good. Rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Outlet to Stevens, looking down court as she dribbles up the floor. Brings it between the circles. She's guarded by Quinisa Twine. Over to the right side, gets it to Nelson. Nelson looks in at Martin, down the lane, nothing there. To Schechinger in the corner. Schechinger missed the second half of the game Tuesday with a sprained ankle. Now on the left side, down to the baseline. Stevens on the dribble. Bounce pass to Marnin at the free throw line. 15-footer. Good for Maggie Marnin. So Marnin with the first 2 points of the game. And Central will bring it up the floor. Monique Stevens in the backcourt working against Brielle Watley. Watley with a drive, tried to get a pass to Cadell on the baseline. Tip loose. Watley picks it up. Now out between the circles for Tiana Flax. Onto the right side, Lewis. Swings around to the left side for Watley on the wing. Watley brings it out between the circles. Lewis, lob pass to Cadell at the free throw line. She's into the lane. No look pass into the corner. A three on the way from Flax. That one rattles out and then off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Annie Matthews, and Nelson thrown hard to the floor. Still down for Northwest, and now they'll stop play here. And she was upended hard. Right now has her hand in her lower back. She is in a ton of pain, and Coach Kellogg cannot believe there was not a foul call there. A big push on that rebound.
And the official over right in front of us had a good angle at that situation. You could tell he thought about it just a little bit, but decided to let it go. And unfortunately, a situation where she hit the floor very, very hard.
Yeah, making a decision to let a foul go when a player gets hurt, probably not one of the better decisions, but hopefully this isn't anything too serious for Ashley Nelson, the leading scorer for Northwest coming into action today. Also has hit 39 threes this year. She is walking off a little bit gingerly, but walking off under her own power. And again, hopefully this is something that we'll see her bounce back from quickly enough to get back in today.
Now I see the officials going over and taking a look at the video. I imagine primarily just to check as far as the shot clock, I think, right now, or the game clock. But I don't know if they would go and reverse a no call on a foul.
My guess, the only thing that I can think of is that if they see any intentional movement to throw her to the floor, or, you know, maybe an elbow, or maybe they're just looking because they realize that maybe they did miss one, and it's kind of a little bit of a consolation, but they are taking a look at video here at the end of the table. 18:38 to play. We're just underway. It's a 2-0 game. A shot by Maggie Marnin from the free throw line. So far, the only points in this one. Guess one key is they stretch out Ashley Nelson's back over on the sideline. One key from this one, the first couple of possessions for Central Missouri, we've seen two defensive rebounds by Northwest, keeping Central from getting any extra opportunities.
Yeah, two things with that. Northwest has done a very good job blocking out inside, and also really didn't see Central crash the boards all that hard. A lot of times you'll see a team that'd like to put it up from outside. They're staying out there waiting for maybe a long rebound off with some perimeter shots. And again, I didn't see the Jennies really work hard inside to try to get those boards, and hopefully we'll see that trend continue.
Northwest started to come back out on the court, but the official's still looking at the video here, and the third official that's not looking at the video kind of told them, we'll let you know when to come back on the court. No need to be in a big hurry, just kind of a free timeout here.
And ironically, it's that third official who's not looking at the video was the one that had that play right in front of him over here.
Again, Ashley Nelson knocked to the floor hard on a rebound attempt after the shot by Central Missouri, and again, they're trying to work the lower back of Ashley Nelson right now, and the two officials looking at the video now bring the two coaches together at midcourt to have a conversation. So it's always interesting to look at coaches' reactions when you don't know exactly what's being said. And Coach Schleifer, I just read his lips. He says, I didn't see it, so I don't know whether I can make an argument or not. And Coach Kellogg not totally upset. And I know we've talked about this. Coach Kellogg will chat with officials, let them know when he's not happy, but he's not an overly animated type of coach like we have seen in some other places.
And I think that really makes you more effective if you have a beef with one of the officials, that they will take you more seriously than if you're someone that's from the very start of the game jumping up and down and making a scene out there.
Nothing changes. Northwest does have the basketball. Matthews down low. Schechinger with a quick turnaround off the glass. It's good. Timber Schechinger gives Northwest a 4-0 lead with 18:26 to play in the first half. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Comes Watley. Works it over to the right side. Lewis. Now out top of the key. Twine looks to the high post. Cadell dribbles down the lane. Double team. Pass tipped by Marnin. Stevens trying to get after the loose ball. We've got a foul call. This will go against Central. So far, I know it's only been a few possessions, but Northwest looks ready to play defensively.
Yeah, I like the focus they have out there. You can tell that they've worked on it in practice, and really much more intense out there to start this game defensively than what they had against SBU.
Phoenicia Twine called for that foul. Schechinger lobs it over to Stevens on the left wing, bobbled the pass, but came up with it. Now dribbles it toward the top of the key, gets it to Marnin up there. She'll work it over to the right side for Schechinger on the wing. Top of the key, Matthews. Over to the left side for Stevens. Stevens with 9 on the shot clock tries to go into Marnin. Cadell knocks it away. It goes out of bounds underneath. The Northwest will inbound with 7 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 17:48 to play in the first half. Inbound coming from Stevens. Gets it to Schechinger. Left wing starts a drive. There's a collision. And down to the floor goes Brianna Lewis. Lewis is still down. She's going to be called for the foul. I think she was hoping to get an offensive foul call there, but it'll be her second.
Yeah, I think when they had that collision with Schechinger, I think she just kind of fell awkwardly, and was using her wrist to try to brace herself and hurt her wrist just a bit.
And the inbound to Marnin in the middle of the lane. Quick shot by her is good. 4 points for Marnin. Northwest up 6-0. Central with the basketball. About 2.5 minutes into it. Over on the right side on the wing is Swatley. It swings around to the left for Flax. Out to the top of the key, Lewis. Lewis trying to drive down the left side of the lane. Jumps, spins, tries to throw it to Flax. It's by her, picked up by Twine out near midcourt. Knocked away by Merritt E. Scott, and now the ball thrown this way, and we've got a foul on Monique Stevens pushing Brianna Lewis to the floor. Not many players Monique Stevens is going to push to the floor, and Lewis still grabbing a hold of her left hand. That'll be the first foul on Stevens.
One thing about Monique, though, she's not afraid to shy away from contact out there.
That's for sure. 17-18 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up 6-0. Cadell with it at the free throw line. Gets it back out to Lewis between the circles. Now over to the left side on the wing for Twine. Twine has it knocked away and taken away. Matthews comes up with the steal for Northwest. Gets it ahead to Stevens. Cross midcourt right side to the wing. Now top of the key for Matthews. On to the left, Schechinger. She dribbles down to the baseline and will be called for a travel. The pivot foot slid as she tried to come to a jump stop, and that will give it back to Central Missouri with 16:54 to play in the first half. A 6-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. Some pressure in the backcourt. The inbound comes to Flax. Flax brings it up the right side. Now she's tripped up. They're going to call a foul here on Merity Scott. And that was just, Scott was trying to get away from her. Their feet got tangled up and Flax went down. So that'll be the first on Scott. Second team foul against Northwest. Out over to the right side, a three-pointer from Brianna Lewis is off the front of the rim. Cadell with the rebound, knocked away from her, but another foul call here. And Central will inbound on the baseline right. Maggie Marnin will pick up her first. Third team foul. Lewis steps out to trigger it in for Central Missouri. Looking down the right side of the lane, now has to go out to the right wing, gets it for Twine. Twine inside to Cadell, guarded closely by Marnin, spins, Marnin blocks the shot, the rebound saved inbounds by Stevens, it'll be picked up by Schechinger on the left side, gets it back to Stevens, she's across the timeline, Northwest up 6-0, to the free throw line for Matthews, over to the left side, Stevens fakes on the three, looks inside, gets it to Matthews, shot off the glass, good for Annie Matthews, and a timeout for Central Missouri. Northwest came to play.
Yeah, great start to this, and so far, going back to what we talked about in the pregame, Matt, the advantage right now has been on the inside game with Northwest, having a much more size inside. They've been able to run their offense, get some good cuts to the bucket, and some good looks. Also, Martin is stepping out on the perimeter, knocked down that one three-point line jumper, which really makes things tough because you have to come out now and guard her just a little bit, and then you get another cutter going into the bucket. That's going to be a big help. And so far, Northwest offensively has looked much better, and defensively as well. Now, I really think, too, if you look at Tuesday night, not much of a turnaround from that Saturday game. I think they were fighting a little bit of fatigue as well Tuesday after two on trips there. I know the coaching staff not trying to make that an excuse at all, but you can tell they looked a little tired Tuesday night.
8-0, the lead for Northwest Missouri State over Central Missouri. 16-18 to play in the first half. Watley will bring it up the floor for the Jennies. Stops between the circles with it. Over to the right side for Lewis. Back to Watley. Now onto the left side. Twine. Watley started to drive. Drugger pivot foot as she picked up the dribble. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with a chance to build on an 8-0 lead. Stevens will be pressured a bit in the backcourt by Brielle Watley. Over to the left side, beyond the arc, gets it to Annie Matthews. Back to Stevens on the right wing. Lob into Marnin. Cadell fell down, and Marnin hits the shot. 6 points for Marnin, and Northwest up 10-0 with 15:48 to play in the first half. Watley across the timeline with it. Between the circles, over to the right side, Lewis. Northwest has been in a 2-3 zone. That's what's baffled Central a bit. Cadell into the right corner. Three coming up from Watley. That's off the back of the rim. The long rebound on the baseline. Chased down by Lewis. Falling out of bounds. Gets it to Cadell. Over to the right side for Flax. Top of the key, Watley. Now it swings into the left corner. Twine takes a three. That rattles out. Marnin chasing after the rebound will come up with it. Keeping it away from Flax. Outlet goes ahead to Stevens. A little bit of a dangerous pass, but Stevens chased it down. Now brings it between the circles. Over to the left side for Marnin. Out beyond the arc. To the right elbow, Matthews. Into the corner, Stevens. Stevens dribbles up to the wing, brings it top of the key, Schechinger, left side for Marnin. Marnin underneath to Stevens, cutting across the bottom of the lane. She draws a foul as she goes up with the shot underneath. And she'll head to the free throw line for two. The foul on Quinicia Twine is her second, team's third, and the free throws will come after a timeout. The Northwest Missouri State women with a 10-0 lead over Central Missouri, 14:59 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Warrensburg, 10-0, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. And, John, it's easy to say they're off to a good start because they lead 10-0 at the first media timeout. But I'm really impressed with the start at the defensive end for Northwest.
Yeah, they've really confused Central Missouri. They've been in, as you mentioned, that 2-3 zone, and they have got the pressure on the perimeter out of that zone and really crashing the boards hard and getting to the rebounds much quicker than the Jennies.
Out of the timeout, Monique Stevens at the free throw line hits the first of her two free throws.
A lot of times rebounding, it's just a matter of hustle to get to the ball, and Northwest out hustling Central to the loose balls.
Second free throw for Stevens, good as well. 12-0, Northwest Missouri State's lead, just over 5 minutes into the game. Between the circles is Watley, works it over to the right side for Lewis. Now to Watley, onto the left side for Kirsten Orton. Between the circles, Lewis to the free throw line, knocked away from Flax. It goes out of bounds on the far side, and it'll belong to Central Missouri. Coach Kellogg, who was right in front of the play, had his hands in the air as if to say that his team didn't make contact, but he gets an explanation. Nods his head okay, and Central with the inbound. Lewis with it at the top of the key. Goes on a drive, up with a jumper. That's too strong. Didn't get rim. Rebound, Cadell. Her follow won't go. Matthews rips the rebound away from Cadell. Gets it ahead for Stevens. Now to Scott running the floor. Layup on the right. Good for Merritt East Scott. Northwest up 14-0. Out between the circles, Brielle Watley works it right side, Lewis. Now onto the left side, it goes for Orton. Between the circles, Lewis. Lewis looks inside, nothing there. Over to the left side for Orton. She gets it to the high post. Flax with a drive. The shot off the glass is good. And it's going to be a three-point play opportunity for Central Missouri. First points of the game for Kiana Flax. She'll have a chance to make it 3 points as she goes to the line with that foul coming against Maggie Martin, her second. Flax has been the leading scorer for this team, a transfer in from Trinity Valley Community College. She is out of Texas. Brianna Embray checks into the lineup, a sophomore out of St. Joseph and Benton High School. So the one free throw attempt for Flax on the way, and that one off right. Annie Matthews, the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens. Stevens will bring it across midcourt. Picked up between the circles by Aaron Redmond. Over to the right side. Bounce pass down low for Matthews, cutting across the lane. She does pick it up. Now lobs it back out to Stevens, left wing. Stevens brings it top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Will put up a shot. It is blocked. And then on the rebound, a push going to be called. It should go against Monique Stevens, and that is the case. The second on Stevens, fifth team foul for Northwest. Ashley Thayer will check into the lineup, and a good sign, Ashley Nelson back onto the floor after hurting that lower back on a play early in the game. Central with the basketball. Redmond will take the inbound. The senior out of Detroit will be guarded by Thayer. Over to the right side for Embray. Embray between the circles. Orton now into the left corner for Redmond. Brings it out to Orton. Back over to the left side. Redmond inside. Gets it to Cadell. A couple of dribbles. A hook shot off the glass. Good for Nicole Cadell. 14-4. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 13-21 to play in the first half. Thayer with a long bounce pass over to Scott on the right wing. Scott to the free throw line for Alexis Bay. Bay back over to Scott right wing. She'll bring it out to the top of the key with the dribble. Now to the left side on the wing for Matthews. Into Thayer, cutting down the lane. Shot by Thayer, good off the glass for Ashley Thayer. Nobody stepped in to help out, and Ashley Thayer takes advantage. 16-4, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Over on the right side, Flax gets it out on the wing. Embray dribbled it to the middle of the floor. Now back right, now to Orton. Over to the left side for Redmond. Redmond with one dribble to Orton, middle of the floor, right side. And a drive now for Flax. Flax up with the runner. Good off the glass for Kiana Flax. It's four for Flax, a 10-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 12:33 to play in the first half. Thayer calls out the offense from the backcourt. Picked up at the stripe by Redmond. On the left wing with it. Bounce pass over to the right for Scott. Scott skips it to Nelson, left wing. Drives down to the baseline. Goes up with the shot. It's off the front of the rim. But Ashley Nelson picks up the foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. foul on Brianna Embray will be her first, team's fourth. And Nelson steps to the line where she has hit 69% of her free throws this year. The first of her two here, nothing but net. Nelson, a sophomore out of Omaha, went down hard just about a minute and a half into the game. Hurt her lower back, but obviously we see her back out there. She hits both free throws and brings Northwest lead back to a dozen, 18-6 over Central Missouri with 12:17 to play in the first half. Simone Murray, a junior out of Brampton, Ontario, Canada, sees her first action of the afternoon for Central. Redmond will bring it across midcourt with the dribble. Over to the right side, gets it to Murray. Now to Orton between the circles. On the right side for Embray. Back to Orton on the left, out beyond the arc. We'll try to bring it back middle of the floor. They really want to get it inside to Flax and can't. Onto the right side, down the lane goes Murray. Murray throws it away, trying to get it inside. Meredith Scott out of there with it for Northwest. Gives it up for Bay. Bay between the circles, over to the right wing. A bounce pass down low, and it's picked up by Matthews. Back out to Bay in the corner. She drives with it, but away from the ball. Matthews with a push, knocking Kiana Flax to the floor. That'll be the first on Annie Matthews. 16 foul against Northwest.
A case where the last shove's the one that gets caught. There's a lot of pushing and shoving going on inside with Flax. Unfortunately, a foul going on Northwest out of that exchange underneath the bucket.
Well, and had Matthews flopped like Flax kind of did, she probably would have gotten the call. On the left side between the circles is Redmond. She brings it over to the right side for Embry. Now to Orton. Orton out beyond the arc, puts it on the floor once, brings it to the left side. Redmond goes on the drive, now pass inside to Flax. Her shot over the front of the rim is good. Kiana Flax with 6 points, and it's an 18-8 game. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead and the ball. Matthews at the top of the key. Inside to Nelson, the ball right through her hands and goes out of bounds. There was a little pressure there from Embray. That's one that Nelson should have pulled down, and it'll go back to Central Missouri with Timber Schekinger checking back into the Bearcat lineup. Takes the place of Annie Matthews. Some pressure in the backcourt. The inbound pass coming to Murray. And Murray will get it back to Redmond as she brings it across the timeline right side. Working against Thayer. Wanted to pass it right. Can't. Now to Orton on the left side. Orton started a drive to Murray in the corner. Now out top. Flax will take a three. That's off the right side of the rim. Nelson tips the rebound along the baseline. And Bay will chase it down for Northwest. Gets it to Thayer. She's across the timeline. Stops out between the circles. Guarded by Murray. Onto the left wing. Spins again over to the right side for Bay. Bay to Schekinger. Holds on to it just left of the key. Beyond the arc. Now to the left side for Thayer. Thayer wanted to go top of the key with it. Gets it for Bay. Bay over to the right side. Schekinger fakes on the three. Goes on the drive. Bumped as she goes up with a shot off the front of the rim. Flax with the rebound for Central Missouri. Central with a chance to bring the lead back into single digits. Redmond with it top of the key. Leaves it for Flax. Now to the left side Murray. Into the corner, Orton. Drive along the baseline for Orton. Shot off the glass, no good. Schekinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Cats doing a great job on the defensive boards. Schekinger across the timeline with it. Onto the right side for Thayer. Thayer fakes a pass to the left for Bay. Still holding on to it. Now to Schekinger on the wing. To Bay near the corner. Bay holding on to it. Wanted to go to Nelson. It's not there. Bay needs to put it on the floor, and she doesn't. She gets called for holding on to it too long. The five count will give it back to Central after a timeout. 9:53 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State women with an 18-8 lead over Central Missouri. We're back to the multipurpose building in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a Major Gift Development Officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
back of the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg, 18-8, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. And I would say holding Central Missouri to 8 points through 10 minutes is a pretty good start defensively.
Oh, absolutely. And they're doing it with some good hustle on defense. You talked about doing a good job on the defensive boards right now. Northwest with 8 boards on the defensive side so far. And they've done a great job just blocking out and just crashing the board and really keeping Central Missouri from very many opportunities for second chance points.
Murray goes over to the right side for Lewis for Central. On to the left side, Embray brings it top of the key. Now to the right wing, Redmond. Redmond out to Embray. One dribble for her to Murray on the left side. Murray at the top of the key to the right side for Redmond. Six on the shot clock. Out to the top of the key, Lewis. Lewis still on the perimeter. Gets it out right side. A shot forced by Redmond. Too strong. Didn't get rim. And a 30-second shot clock violation for the Northwest defense.
They are just really frustrating the Jennies right now. Getting in the passing lanes. Not making Central really work hard to even get their offense going. And that time it was just a bit of frustration toward the end of that shot clock. Just trying to get the shot off.
Thayer brings it across midcourt, picked up by Embray. Gets a bounce pass to Bay. Bay squares, looks at the rim. Wanted to go to Schechinger, not there, to Thayer. Open from three, good! Ashley Thayer knocks it down from the top of the key. That's 5 points for Thayer. Northwest up 21-8. And now Lewis hurt again, still grabbing at that left hand. She's done that a lot between plays, but it always seems like during play she's been able to forget about it, but now it looks like she's grabbing at her midsection as she heads over to the sideline and will be replaced by Kirsten Orton. It's been kind of a tough start to the game for Brianna Lewis.
It's been a little bit of a physical game.
Redmond will bring it up the floor for Central. Out between the circles with it on to the left side for Orton. Orton with one dribble works it over to Embray left side. Back top of the key, Flax on the drive. Spins into the paint. Goes up with a shot blocked away by Bay. And the loose ball picked up by Timber Schechinger. Schechinger dribbles it up the floor, gets around Cadell, into the lane, over to the left side, Nelson, top of the key, Thayer steps into a three, got it! Thayer with threes on back-to-back trips down the floor, that's eight for Thayer, Northwest up 24-8, timeout Central. You know, it's hard not to be excited with what we're seeing, but you had to hold back. There's a lot of game here. This is an explosive team, but wow, what a game Northwest is having so far.
A lot of game to be played, but if you just walked into the gym, didn't know anything about either one of these teams, the way this game has started, you would have thought Northwest would have been the nationally ranked team, and Central would be the team trying to knock them off, but Northwest has not been intimidated by Central's play. Central at times has been trying to make it a physical game, but Northwest is a stood their ground in that aspect of this game, and they've really run their offense to perfection. The last couple trips down, opportunities for Ashley Thayer. The first one, she was just wide open, no within 10 feet of her. Somebody just missed an assignment when she knocked down that first three. And the second one, a little bit more of a degree of difficulty, but still, they can't afford to leave Thayer that open on the shots on the perimeter.
Inbound for Central, out of the timeout. Redmond will bring it up the floor for the Jennies. Verity Scott backpedals in front of her. Out to the right side, gets it to Orton, middle of the floor. Over to the left on the wing for Flax. Flax to Embray. On to the right side, Redmond takes a three on the wing, and it's good. Erin Redmond with her first points of the ball game, her sixth three of the season. And it's a 24-11 game, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Thayer with a bounce pass to Schechinger. Now onto the right side, Scott. To the top of the key, Thayer. Faked on the three. Goes on the drive to the baseline. Bay skips it over to Nelson. Left wing three. Too strong. Rebound, though, off of Embray and out of bounds underneath. So Northwest will inbound it, but they'll have just 11 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 7:51 to play in the first half. Northwest up by 13. The inbound coming from Thayer. Needs the hustle. Able to get it into Schechinger on the right side. Hands it for Nelson. Nelson into the lane. Spins and will be called for a travel. So that'll give it back to Central Missouri with 7:47 to go in the half. 24-11, Northwest Missouri State's lead. And Brianna Lewis back into the game for Central, taking the place of Orton. And now Orton spun around and sent back out onto the court by Coach Slifer, and it's Embray that will go out of the ball game for Central Missouri. Redmond brings it up the floor for the Jennies. This time guarded by Thayer. Up the floor, over to the left side on the wing for Flax. Goes inside to Cadell. Up with the shot over Bay. No good, but Alexis Bay will be called for a foul. That'll be her second. Team's seventh, and Nicole Cadell will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
He had a very good game Tuesday night against SBU, especially offensively, where he was able to get into double figures there. One thing that we talked to her about after the game, doing a little bit better job on the boards coming off of that matchup.
First free throw by Cadell off left. Boy, I don't think we've seen Central shoot this poorly this long in this gym, maybe ever.
Yeah, maybe a time or two. They've been on the road up at Northwest, but generally here, they get off to good starts.
Cadell hits the second free throw. She's got 3 points, and it's a 24-12 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Bearcats with the basketball. There across midcourt, picked up by Lewis. Over to the right side for Schechinger, on to the left for Thayer. She's on the wing with it. DeSchechinger, top of the key. Open, a three on the way. That one's off right. Rebound for Lewis for Central Missouri. She pushes it up the floor. In transition, nearly lost the dribble, but keeps possession. Over to the left side. Redmond travels with the basketball. So Northwest gets it right back with 7:13 to play in this first half. Bearcats up 24-12.
One thing I'd like to see Northwest maybe get back to a little bit here offensively is, again, try to get some cuts inside and look at the inside shot just a little bit, which really got them off to a great start. We've seen them kind of rely on the perimeter shot last several trips down. Now, of course, Thayer hit two threes in a row, which helped out, but I'd like to see them get back to working the ball inside just a bit more.
Thayer over to the left side on the wing for Nelson. Nelson to Matthews, top of the key. Over to the right side for Scott. Scott into Bay. Bay at the top of the key with it. Over to the right side for Scott. It's tipped away and taken away. Orton gets the steal. Now at midcourt, Nelson knocks it away from Cadell, and Meredith Scott picks up the loose ball. So a fresh 30 for the Cats as they go inside to Matthews. Matthews spins, goes up with the shot. High off the glass, good for Annie Matthews. Four for Matthews, 26-12, the Northwest women's lead. Central with a basketball, 6:35 to play in the first half. Flax with it left side. Gets it over to Orton. Orton brings it out between the circles. Lewis. 2-3 zone out of Northwest. Right side Redmond. Down into the corner. Flax tries to drive. She'll be bumped. Thayer reached in and knocked the ball away, but it's Ashley Nelson, who is the initial defensive player, is called for the push. That'll be her first. Team's eight. And a 1-1 opportunity here for Kiana Flax. Flax 0-1 at the line, missed on a three-point play opportunity earlier in the half. A 76% free throw shooter, really one of the better free throw shooters for Central. Front end of the 1-1 here, rattles out. Orton, though, tips the rebound to herself. The follow off the glass is good for Kirsten Orton. And now we've got a turnover on the inbound pass for Northwest. That'll give it right back to Central with 6:16 to go, and you can't give them extra opportunities.
No, you can't. They're a team that can score quickly, and hopefully Northwest can regroup just a little bit defensive here.
Brielle Watley checks back in for Central. She'll take the inbound on the left wing. Out to Flax at the top of the key. Back over to Watley on the wing. Watley wanted to go to Lewis. It's not there. Instead, she tries the drive, gets it out top of the key for Flax. Guarded by Matthews. Flax backs it out, works it over to Watley right wing. Now out to the top for Lewis. Lewis with a crossover, starts a drive, stops, jumper from 10, off the back of the rim. Alexis Bay the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Thayer, ahead to Nelson, touch pass into Matthews, fires it too hard as it goes through the hands of Annie Matthews, and it will go right back to Central Missouri with 5:51 to play in the first half. Bearcats are up by a dozen. They scored the first 14 points of the game, held Central scoreless for the first almost 6 minutes of the game. Now between the circles is Watley. Brings it top of the key. Now to the left side on the wing. Top of the key, Flax. She'll take a three. That's off the back of the rim. The rebound inside for Annie Matthews. The Cats, for the most part, continue to do a good job of holding Central to just one shot per possession. Thayer with it in the backcourt, taking her time. Watley comes back defensively. Now pass ahead to the left wing for Bay. Bay closely guarded by Cadell. Goes on the drive into the lane. Goes up with the shot. Off the glass, no. Cadell comes up with a rebound. Tries to throw an elbow. And a foul call here against Alexis Bay. All that contact down the lane. I was okay with them not calling a foul. But then to call that foul after the shot by Bay, a little bit of a surprise. So Bay picks up her second. Team's ninth. And a 1-1 opportunity for Cadell at the other end for Central.
Central right now just 14 fouls.
1-2 from the line is Nicole Cadell, the senior out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. She's a 58% free throw shooter on the season. The front end of the 1-1 here is good. So she'll get another opportunity. 4 points for Cadell. Bearcats up by 11. Second free throw coming from Nicole Cadell. And that one is good as well. So 5 points now for Cadell. Northwest will have the basketball. 5:13 to play in the first half. Inbound will come from Annie Matthews. Matthews goes up court to Bay. Bay wants to get rid of it to Thayer, now does in the backcourt. Thayer has Watley and Cadell both in front of her. Now Cadell comes up to try to set the trap. Ahead it goes to Bay, and now at midcourt we've got a foul call. And this one will go against Nicole Cadell, and that will be the first on Cadell. You know, eventually when you're physical all over the floor, they're going to get you for a bump or two. Cadell couldn't believe she was called for that foul. Inbound into the backcourt for Thayer. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Thayer with the bounce pass to Bay. Bay holding on to it on the perimeter. Top of the key, Thayer steps back and will be called for a travel as she took the three. That will give it back to Central after a timeout. 4:51 to play in the first half. 26-16, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Central Missouri. We're back to the multi in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back in Warrensburg, 4:51 to play in the first half, 26-16, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Missouri. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Central with the ball coming out of the timeout. Inbound into the backcourt. Merritt E. Scott with some pressure against Brielle Watley, who brings it up the floor for the Jennies. Watley over to the left side for Orton. Orton between the circles to Lewis. Lewis onto the right side, flats. Into the corner, Watley. Watley with a couple of dribbles. Looking inside, wanted to go to Cadell. Her pass is tipped there. Saves it inbounds to Nelson. Nelson with the original tip. Now one-on-one with Watley. Tries to go into Thayer, running down the lane, but the ball tipped out of bounds by Orton. And an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. 4:28 to play in the first half. Thayer will inbound for Northwest. Gets it in right side for Nelson near the baseline. Looking in at Annie Matthews. Now to the high post for Bay. Bay back to Nelson. Inside to Matthews. Comes down with it. Goes up with the shot. And it goes. But they're going to call her for a travel. So that'll give it back to Central Missouri. 4:18 to play in the first half. I think had they not called that travel, this place would have erupted.
Really?
Because it was kind of a late whistle.
Yeah. But I think they did get it right inside.
The inbound. Watley trying to get it to Flax. Flax trying to get open. Draws the foul against Ashley Thayer. That'll be the first on Thayer. But the 10th team foul against Northwest. So two opportunities for Flax. And now Thayer talking with one of the officials about being held before she was called for a foul. And Flax goes to the line where she is 0-2. She'll get two opportunities here with 4:18 to play in the first half. Her first one, nothing but net. 7 points for Kiana Flax. The junior out of Haltom City, Texas, averages 21 a game for the Jennies. Second free throw is also good. 8 for Flax, and it's a 26-18 game. The lead down to single digits for Northwest Missouri State. Inbound against full court pressure. Thayer will take the inbound. Cadell comes over for a double team. She gets it to Matthews. Matthews on the right side. Spins back to Thayer. Thayer with it in the backcourt. Guarded by Lewis. Now starts to dribble up the left side of the floor. Brings it across the timeline with Lewis in front of her. Over to the right side. Long bounce pass to Nelson. Nelson inside for Bay. Bay got away with a double dribble. And again, it's the official that is the furthest from the play that makes the call. The last two times down, the turnovers by Northwest were both called by an official that probably had the worst angle at it.
Yeah, but I do think they were the right calls.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Flax takes the inbound for Central. And she'll give it back for Brianna Embre. Embre across the timeline over to the left side for Orton. Orton with a couple of dribbles works it out to Lewis. Now over to the right side on the wing for Embre. Back to Lewis. Middle of the floor. On to the left side, Cadell. Cadell dribbles to the top of the key. Works it over left side as the shot clock goes inside 10. To Orton on the left side. Now to Lewis. Lewis to the high post for Cadell. Takes a dribble up with a 15-foot shot. Banks it from the free throw line. Cadell with 7 points. And it's a 6-point game. 26-20. Northwest Missouri State still with the lead, but Central chipping away at it. And Coach Kellogg wants a timeout. He gets the official's attention and gets the timeout. 3:15 to play in the first half. And as exciting as it was seeing Northwest up by 14, this is what we're talking about. We've seen comebacks by Central before.
Yeah, they've been gotten into that full-court pressure. Well, it hasn't resulted in many turnovers out of that. What is just making Northwest work that much harder to get the ball into the front court and then making it work a little bit harder trying to get into their half-court offense at that point, and it's made a difference as Northwest hasn't been able to get quite as good a looks for shots as what they did in the first 10 minutes of this game.
3:15 to play in the first half, a 26-20 lead. Northwest scored the first 14 points of the game, held Central scoreless for the first 6 minutes of the game, but Central has chipped away at that lead to make it 6, and Northwest will inbound coming out of the timeout. It will come to Alexis Bay in the backcourt. Bay will hand it to Thayer. Thayer guarded by Embre. She brings it across midcourt with a pass to Bay, who falls to the floor but able to get it back to Thayer. Right side Nelson. Touch pass inside for Matthews. Shot won't go, but Matthews draws a foul. And coming up limping a bit after rolling her ankle is Nicole Cadell for Central Missouri. Yana Flax called for her first foul, 16th foul, and two opportunities for Annie Matthews at the free throw line.
A nice shot fake getting the Flax into the air and getting a chance to get to the free throw line.
First of two for Matthews off the back of the rim. Another thing to think about, a couple of early fouls for Maggie Marnin. We have not seen her play much in this first half, and I think she can be a difference maker. Obviously, Coach Kellogg hoping to probably keep her out the rest of this half so as not to pick up that third foul.
Got off to a great start both offensively and also on the boards on the defensive side.
Matthews hit the second free throw, back to a 7-point Northwest lead. Embre leaves it out for Lewis. Now a lob over to Orton on the left side of the baseline. Cadell, lob in for Flax, and as she comes down with the pass, a foul call. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. This one called against Ashley Nelson. That's the second on Nelson. Flax goes back to the line after missing her first two free throws. She's hit her last two attempts. 2:49 to play in this first half. And a first free throw here, nothing but net. 9 points in this first half for Flax. Takes a couple of deep breaths. Second free throw on the way. That one off the back of the rim. Matthews with a long rebound for the Cats. Gets it out to Thayer on the left side. Northwest up by 6. 2:43 to play in the first half. Thayer with a bounce pass to the top of the key for Bay. Over to the right side, Thayer. Thayer looking in at Matthews. Gets the top of the key, Nelson. Started a drive. Brings it back out. Now down on the right for Thayer. Back over to Nelson. Open, takes the three, but late recovery. Cadell blocks the shot. And the rebound for Brianna Lewis. Up the right sideline she comes. Nearly lost the dribble. Pinned it on her hip. Coach Kellogg can't believe that wasn't a double dribble. Now on the right wing. Lewis throws it out to Embre. Bounce pass to Flax. Free throw line jumper off the back of the rim. The rebound of the floor picked up by Merity Scott. Flax pulled Bay to the floor. No call. Now Scott on the fast break. Down the lane. Up with the runner. No good. But draws a foul on Kirsten Orton. That'll be the first on Orton. And two free throw opportunities here for Merity Scott for Northwest Missouri State. 2:02 to play in the first half. Scott steps to the line with a couple of points in this first half. For a time early in the season, she was the leading scorer for Northwest as her first free throw's off the back of the rim. She's now 40 of 46 on the season at the free throw line. Timber Schechinger back in the Bearcat lineup takes the place of Ashley Nelson. Second free throw for Scott on the way, and that one is good. 3 points now for Merritt E. Scott. Northwest back up by seven. Central with the basketball. Embray brings it up the floor for the Jennies. Directing some traffic out from the center circle. Crosses over, can't get by Thayer. To the free throw line for Flack. Shot fake, travel call. That will give it back to Northwest. And I think the Cats may have just caught a little bit of a break there.
Yeah, I think so.
Inbound will come to Thayer. She'll bring it up the floor with inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. Northwest up 28-21. Embray in front of Thayer. Backpedaling. Now over to the left side, Schechinger. Closely guarded by Lewis. Brings it out top of the key. Ball knocked away and picked up on the near side by Lewis, who steps out of bounds. So that'll give it right back to Northwest with 1:31 to go. And will they reset the shot clock? I don't believe so. They're going to leave it at 14. 1:31 to go in the half. Schechinger looking to inbound. Does to Thayer at midcourt. Very close to stepping on the line. Doesn't. Bounce pass over to the left side for Scott. Scott with the drive. Shot hits the bottom of the backboard. Flax with the rebound for Central Missouri. Gives it up for Lewis. Lewis across the timeline to the left side. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it out to the top of the key. On over to the right side. Now to Orton. Over to the left for Lewis. Lewis to the wing. Top of the key, Orton. Onto the right side. Embray will take a three, and it's good. Brianna Embray with just her second three-pointer of this season. And now it's a 28-24 game. Northwest still with the lead in the basketball. Under a minute to play in the half. Onto the right side for Thayer. Now to Bay. Thought about the shot. Now we'll take it from 17. It's off the front of the rim. Orton with the rebound for Central. Outlet goes to Embray. Ahead to Orton. Cross midcourt left. Orton into the corner for Flax. Flax into the corner now for Orton. Now Orton's pass into Goodell, tipped away, and it goes right to Timber Schechinger. So Northwest with a ball and a half a minute to play in the first half. About 3 seconds difference between the game and shot clock, so they can't take the final shot without an offensive rebound. Over to the left side for Scott. Scott brings it top of the key for Bay. On to the right side, Thayer. Thayer to Schechinger, up top. Takes one dribble, works it back right side. Seven on the shot clock. Thayer on the drive. Up with the runner off the glass. Won't go. Rebound for Flax. Outlet to Lewis. Four on the clock. Lewis going to try to take it all the way. The layup off the glass is good for Brianna Lewis. First points for Lewis come right at the end of the first half. And it makes it a two-point game. A great finish to the half for Central Missouri to cut it down to a 28-26 lead for Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with more from Warrensburg in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg, 28-26. Northwest Missouri State with a very fast start to this game. They do lead by two here at the half, but you got to give credit to Central. They chipped away at that lead that at one point was 16 in the first half and got it down to two. A heck of a finish for Central.
I think one of the keys to their comeback, too, is when Maggie Martin picked up a couple quick fouls that she had to set for a lot of the half. And you know, something you talked about there in the first half, that hopefully get her back out there in the second half, make a little bit of difference inside, because when she was out on the floor with the Matthews, they were having a hard time just trying to match up against the two players inside, and that's one of the reasons Northwest is able to get out to such a big lead.
Another thing, too, we talk about Marnin only got 6 minutes in the first half. Monique Stevens picked up two fouls and only got 6 minutes in the first half. And although Ashley Thayer did a good job, she would rather not handle the basketball, being off guard, so your true point guard didn't get much action. So hopefully getting those two back in the second half will make a big difference.
And when you saw Stevens go to the sideline, that's when Coach Slifer went to a little bit more full-court pressure time, made it a little tougher for Northwest to get the ball down the floor.
At the half, 28-26, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over the University of Central Missouri. Men's teams meet a little bit later on this afternoon. When we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant. We'll do that in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Warrensburg at the half of the women's matchup, 28-26, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. And again, as we mentioned a little bit later on this afternoon, the Northwest men will face Central Missouri for what will be a game that could possibly mean a tie for first place in the MIAA for the Cats. Austin Meyer joining us in Austin. Let's start back on Tuesday. It's not often we've seen you guys go down and in Bolivar play as well and have as good of a full game as you had on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was definitely the first time we've had an enjoyable four-hour bus ride home from Bolivar. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, we put it together for 40 minutes defensively. We were very good. You know, we limited their three-point touches. And Gio, you know, a guy that's playing very well for him, I think we took him out of the game early and he started to get frustrated. It goes back to, you know, we always talk about if you make shots, if you let them get easy shots early, they start hitting the tough ones late. Well, in this situation, I think we took the easy ones away from him, didn't get him any good looks, where even later on in the game when maybe he had an open look here or there, it was, you know, he missed those shots just like because I think it was almost like, oh, man, I'm open. I haven't been open the whole game. And so I think that kind of goes both ways. But we did it was a good team effort defensively, and you know, we got a lot of guys involved again that played a lot, and just a team win.
How important when it is a tough environment to play, and maybe the environment wasn't as tough as usual because it didn't seem like the crowd was as electric as we've seen in the past, but how important is a team effort in that situation to get a win somewhere where it's tough to play?
Oh, it's very important, and you know you get more guys get involved, more guys come off you know out of the game, they're into it on the bench, and it's contagious. You know, sometimes if you get a couple guys that maybe aren't as into the game, you know, even on the bench, even guys that aren't into the game, that's why we always stress being into the game as an entire team. If you're on the bench, bring energy. But, yeah, having more people and kind of a collective effort, I think, only makes you stronger and it only makes you play better.
I would think as in a season as a whole as well, we've seen several guys have big contributions, medium contributions, but it's all been important to what you've done so far.
Yeah, and I think from a scouting standpoint, you know, if you have one or two guys that are do the bulk of your scoring, it's easier for teams to maybe shut that one guy down. But I think we have balance at the offensive end. I know we're not an offensive juggernaut by any means, but we do have multiple guys that can score and at different times. I think our game plan every game is to go out and do what we do, guard. We want to play with energy and guard, number one. we want to move the basketball, get it inside to our bigs, and play off of those guys. And you know, if we do that, get it inside and play off, different guys are going to get shots and within the offense. And we have a pretty unselfish team where I think for the most part, you know, we just want to score. we're not overly concerned. We do know who our scorers are. We know D'Angelo's probably going to get more shots. Alex Sullivan's probably going to get more shots from the guard position. We get those guys shots, and everybody's comfortable with that.
Talk about not just having one or two players. I know in years past, this Central team seems to have one or two players. It's kind of your flashy type, your go-to type, but it seems like they're getting more to a point where they're a better all-around team and don't necessarily have that flash.
Yeah, they really are. They got a lot of different guys that can score. Dominic Long presents a matchup issue just because he's a four-man that can step out and in the past that we have struggled with that. And we worked all week on playing our bigs. We want to play those bigs. We don't want to get in a situation where we got to say, okay, we're going to go small now and we take our strength away. So we've really worked on our bigs getting out and pressuring the ball and being there on shooters, not letting them get easy looks. Widget Washington's very good. He gets the ball up the floor and gets them into their offense, and he can get going. If he's a guy, if he hits a couple shots early, that he can put on a show. But yeah, like you said, they're pretty balanced. Their posts are really good inside. They score inside. So, you know, kind of similar to what I was saying about us. I think there's a lot of different guys. You can't really key on a couple. It's just got to be a team defensive effort.
Seems like against Southwest Baptist, that was something your bigs had to do a little bit more playing outside of their comfort zone. They seemed to do okay with that.
Yeah, that was one adjustment we made. I think, you know, in the Lincoln game, they were all drivers. We really keyed on not letting them beat us off the dribble. And I think from a big man standpoint, the tendency sometimes is to give them a little bit more of a gap. Obviously, big guys don't move their feet as quick. They're a little bit longer, so they can get a hand up and leave a little more gap. But then it almost gets to a point where if you're so worried about the drive, you're not pressuring. You give guys, they can just kind of size people up, make easy passes. Where we want to get back to pressuring the pass, making it tough, pressuring the ball, being their help side. I think that's one thing we've done better the last couple games. And part of that is our big guys getting out and pressuring more.
I know that today would be big, obviously, for the standings point of view, but just for the fact that we've talked so long about you guys having so many road games this month, to finish off that stretch with a win and put yourself in that position, really kind of heading into February, would be huge.
Oh yeah, it's the biggest one because it's the next one, but we know how big it is. Like SBU, like Southern, we haven't won here in a while, and we haven't beaten them in a while, and we know that, we can't come in here and be scared or be timid. We got to come in here and make the first punch and play our game and do it with energy. It would be as big a win as we've had in a while, that's for sure.
All right, Coach, go get one.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State, the men's assistant. Again, they face Central a little bit later on this afternoon. We're at the half of the women's matchup. It's 28-26. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Missouri. We're back to look at some of the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University students and employees are again invited to participate in a free yoga class offered Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons throughout the spring trimester. The Hatha Yoga Basic Sessions meet from 2 to 3 in the Martindale Hall Dance Studio beginning Tuesday, January 15th. The sessions are led by Northwest Counselor and Registered Yoga Instructor Rhonda Leslie, and they are presented by the Northwest Personal Development and Counseling and Wellness Services. No previous yoga experience required.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg at the half of the women's game, 28-26, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Before we get to looking at some of the numbers from the first half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, the Bearcats led in scoring by a player coming off the bench, Ashley Thayer, with 8 first-half points. She was 3 of 4 from the field, two of two from three-point range, hit those two threes on back-to-back trips down the floor for the Cats. 6 points from Maggie Marnin. She hit all three shot attempts she took. Played just 6 minutes in that first half after picking up two fouls early on. 5 first-half points for Annie Matthews. She was 2 of 2 from the field. Cats shooting over 50% as a team. 6 rebounds out of Annie Matthews. Also leads everybody on the floor as well. 3 first-half points for Meredith Scott. 1 of 2 from the field. 1 of 2 at the free throw line. She also had a couple of steals. And 2 points apiece for Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, and Timber Schekinger. Stevens also playing just 6 minutes in the first half. Had 5 assists in those 6 minutes. She did pick up 2 fouls, so didn't see a lot of action in the first half for the Cats. On the other side for Central, leading the way for them with 9 points is Kiana Flax. Flax was 3 of 8 from the field, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Also 7 first-half points for Nicole Cadell. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line, had a couple of blocked shots in the first half. 3 points apiece for Brianna Embray and Erin Redmond. Embray hit the only shot she took in the first half. That was from outside the arc. And Redmond also 1 of 1 from 3-point range. A couple of points for Kirsten Orton and Brianna Lewis, rounding out the scoring for Central Missouri in the first half. Team totals, Northwest shooting almost 53% from the field. They were 10 of 19, including 2 of 5 from outside the arc. For Central, 37.5% from the field, 9 of 24. They were 2 of 8 from 3-point range. Northwest, 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Central, 6 of 10. The Bearcats out-rebounding Central, 15 to 12. And in terms of turnovers, 11 of them for Northwest, 9 turnovers for Central Missouri in the first half. So that's the way some of the numbers look. Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri on the women's side, 28-26 at the half. Northwest with the lead. We'll take a timeout. Get ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The halftime report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back in Warrensburg at the multi-purpose building, about ready for the start of the second half. And for Northwest Missouri State, we mentioned they've had 6 road games through the month of January, about as tough as it gets. Well, next week, they will be at home. It'll be a Thursday game against Northeastern State at Bearcat Arena Thursday evening. Of course, you'll hear the games on the Bearcat Radio Network. Hopefully, you'll get a chance to get out to Bearcat Arena. The Cats will play 6 out of their last 9 games at home. We'll have an opportunity to see the Cats in February, unlike what we have had through January thus far. Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They're going to be working right to left here at the multi. They wait for the clock to run all the way down before getting started here. And they've added a little bit here to the multi-purpose building, a new scoreboard, a new table with some video board capabilities on it. Some new scoreboards at either end as well. Monique Stevens out there to start the second half with a pass inside to Marnin, and Cadell able to tip the ball to herself and get the steal for Central. They've got a chance to tie or take the lead. Over on top of the key. And then for Central is Watley. She'll work it to the right side, Lewis. Lewis with it on the wing. Tried to go across court. Tipped by Nelson. Picked up by Lewis. Now between the circles, she gets it for Twine. Over to the right, Lewis takes a three, and it's good. Brianna Lewis with her 43rd three of the year, her first today. She leads Central in shooting from the outside, and the Jennies with a 29-28 lead. That's the first lead of the game. Shot inside by Annie Matthews won't go. Rebound for Nicole Cadell. And Flax complaining to the official that they were over her back. It was her teammate that was over her back to get that rebound. Lewis puts up another three, falls down, but she hit the three. She's got threes in back-to-back trips down the floor, and Central starting off this second half, like Northwest started off the first. on the right side. Marnin with it on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key and a foul call on Cadell. That'll be the second on Nicole Cadell. First foul of this second half and an inbound coming for Northwest on the far sideline. 32-28 Central's lead. Couple of three-pointers by Brianna Lewis starting off the scoring in the second half. Matthews over to the left for Stevens. Stevens to the top of the key. Nelson. Nelson goes on a drive through the lane. The runner no good and a block foul called inside on Cadell. She's up in a hurry, mainly so she can complain about the call, but that is her third foul.
Yeah, she's not shy about letting her feelings be known to the officials.
So Nelson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She hit both free throw attempts she had in the first half.
It's been a physical game. A lot of contact, a lot of things, players hitting the floor, and it's been a fun game to watch, but it's as physical as we've seen all year.
First free throw for Nelson is good. Makes it a 32-29 game. Central with the lead. Second free throw coming up for Ashley Nelson as Simone Murray checks back into the game for Central. Second one for Nelson off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound inside for Flax for the Jennies. So it's a three-point game. Central with the lead. Cross midcourt. Watley works it over to the left side. On the wing for Twine. Back between the circles. Lewis over to Twine left side. Looks inside for Flax, gets it to her, spins, kick out, left side three on the way from Twine, no good. Rebound for Nelson. Nelson gets it to Schechinger, middle of the floor. Schechinger ahead to Stevens on the right side. Stevens knocked to the floor by Watley, who went for the steal. That'll be the first on Watley. Already the third team foul against Central. 18-15 to play in the game. That's a 32-29 lead for the Jennies. Inbound for Northwest on the far side. Comes into Marnin, out to the right for Nelson, back into Marnin, who's fouled from behind by Kiana Flax. That'll be the second on her. It looks like they're going to call this second half a lot tighter, and if that's the case, that could be good for Northwest.
Yeah, and really, it's just almost a complete turnaround where they were letting that first half go with a lot of pushing, shoving going on, and right now they're making sure they're getting some quick calls.
And Northwest has to call a timeout. Stevens couldn't get the inbound in. 32-29, Central's lead over Northwest, 18-12 to play. We're back to the multi-purpose building in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Warrensburg, 32-29, the Central Missouri women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. Had to take that timeout as they could not get the inbound pass in. And now we're set to go. Stevens looking in the lane, wanting to get it to Marnin. She's double-teamed to Nelson instead. Up with the runner. That short rebound for Matthews. Dribbles out of trouble. Falls. Gets it out to Nelson right side. Now to Stevens near midcourt. She'll set the offense for Northwest. Cats down by three. To Matthews, top of the key. Over to Stevens on the left side on the give-and-go. Taken away by Brielle Watley. Watley in transition for Central. Over to the right side. Lewis on the wing. Shot fake. Down on the drive. Runner over. Marnin no good, but Marnin knocks her to the floor. And Lewis will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Central. For Maggie Marnin, that's her third. Marnin had foul trouble. Not seeing much action in the first half. I'm sure Coach Kellogg didn't want to see her pick up her third this early into the second.
And when she's on the floor in the first half, Northwest really had some things clicking.
First free throw by Lewis rattles out. Lewis, despite being their top three-point shooter, not very good at the free throw line, shooting just over 60%. Second one on the way, and good. She hit one of two, 9 points for Brianna Lewis. Seven of those nine come in the first couple minutes of this second half. 33-29 the lead for Central Missouri. Stevens between the circles, over to the right side, down to the baseline, goes up with the underhanded layup, got it to go, and draws the foul. Stevens will have a chance at a three-point play for Northwest. Foul on Kiana Flax will be the third on her.
Great concentration by Stevens going down the line. And knew that she was going to get some contact as she went up with that scoop layup and was able to focus on getting that shot to fall.
Free throw off the right side of the rim. The long rebound tipped loose, picked up by Nelson. Her follow off the rim. Loose in the lane again. This time Murray out of there with it for Central. Ahead to Lewis on the right side. On the wing. Open. A three on the way. It's good. And they call a foul. Denver Schekinger will be the one whistled for the foul. That'll be her first. Second. Schekinger went flying by. That might be as little a contact, and there was contact, but as little a contact on a foul we've seen all year. Lewis with a chance for a four-point play, and she gets it as she knocks down the free throw. Lewis single-handedly in this second half for Central has opened up a six-point lead. She's got 11 points already in the second half. On the right side, Stevens gets it into Marnin. Out to the left for Nelson. Nelson with a dribble into Matthews. Matthews goes up with a hook shot, and it's good for Annie Matthews. Seven for Matthews. 37-33, Central with the lead in the basketball. Watley between the circles with it. Over to the right side for Murray. Now on to the left side for Twine. Twine to the top of the key, Lewis. Lewis on to the left side for Watley. She's got it on the wing. Bounce pass inside goes off the legs of Annie Matthews and out of bounds. So Central will inbound on the baseline left. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 16:48 on the game clock. Inbound coming from Lewis. Everybody kind of runs away from Lewis. Now a lob into Flax. Flax can't get the shot off and a foul call against Northwest. They'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. Annie Matthews will be called for her second foul. 13th foul. And Flax heads to the line for two opportunities. She is 3 of 6 from there so far. First one is on the way, and that rattles out. 16:47 to go, 37-33. Central Missouri's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Second one coming for Flax. That one is up. And good. She hit one of the two, 10 points for Flax. And Northwest with the basketball trailing by 5. Across the timeline, over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson with it on the wing. Looks inside, tries to throw it to Marnin. It goes off the back of the head of Flax and goes out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. Stevens will inbound it. Sets the play in motion. Looking in at Matthews, not there. Out to Nelson, right side. Now for Schekinger. Open, the three on the way. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound tipped around. It's out of bounds. It is off the shin of Quiencia Twine. And they give it to Central. The official that was in position, the same position we're in, to make that call, should have seen that. He hasn't blown his whistle all day, except for once. And he got that travel call against Central wrong. So Watley with it for the Jennies. Over to the left side for Twine. Twine top of the key, Lewis. Lewis goes into the paint for Flax. Flax with a head and shoulder fake. Shot on the way. Partially blocked by Marnin. No good. Rebound for Murray. Out to the left side. It goes to Twine. Brings it to Lewis. Shot fake on three to the free throw line. Stripped loose by Stevens. Matthews up with it to Schekinger. Now to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline. Looking down court. Calls out the play. Over to the right side for Nelson. Fires it underneath to Schekinger. Wide open. Great screen by Maggie Marnin to open Temper Schekinger. 4 points for Schekinger, and it's 38-35. Central with the lead in the ball. Right side, Lewis with it. Inside to Flax. Flax spins on Marnin. Up with a shot blocked by Marnin. Rebound, a foul on the rebound. This will go against Northwest, and it will go on Timber Schekinger. That'll be her second. Fourth team foul, Meredith Scott checking in for Northwest. Schekinger goes to the sideline. 15:40 to play. 38-35, Central's lead. Nicole Cadell will check back in for the Jennies. Will take the place of Kiana Flax. Lewis will inbound. Looking on the baseline right. Gets it over to the right sideline for Twine. Top of the key, Watley. Onto the left side, Murray on the drive. Double team. Picks up the dribble. Works it out to Lewis. Now between the circles with it. crosses over, starts a drive, kicks a pass into the right corner. Watley with it there, thought about a three, instead on the drive, bumped by Nelson, and a foul against Ashley Nelson. That'll be the third on Nelson, fifth team foul against Northwest. Central inbounding on the baseline right with 15:24 to play. Three-point lead for the Jennies. Watley takes it on the right side, out to the top of the key, Murray. Back over to Watley. Top of the key, Lewis takes a dribble. Up with a 17-footer. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Maggie Marnin. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens with a pass ahead for Matthews with one dribble. Layup on the right. No good, but a foul on Simone Murray. We'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the first on Murray. Sixth team foul, and Matthews to the line where she is one of two this afternoon. 15:08 to play. Matthews could cut it to a one-point game, and her first free throw is good. 8 points for Annie Matthews. And a second one now coming for the sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. That off the back of the rim. A rebound in the paint to Brianna Lewis for Central Missouri. 38-36 the lead for Central. Over to the left side, Watley to the high post, Cadell out to the right. Lewis takes another three. That one nothing but net. She is absolutely on fire in this second half.
And from that same spot each time down, it's right where she is comfortable at.
All four of her threes have come in this second half. She has 14 second half points, 16 total. Into Stevens. Stevens with the shot fake. Bounce pass to Scott. Travel. That will give it back to Central Missouri with 14:39 to go. That brings us to a timeout. 41-36, Central's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th. And homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th.
Back in Warrensburg, 14:39 to play. That's a 41-36 lead for Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State. John, I'll go back to what we talked to in the first half when Northwest was up by 14 or 16. No lead is safe with that much time on the clock against Central.
No, and Central didn't panic. They just slowly got back into things and really took advantage of Northwest getting a couple players into foul trouble there in the first half, with Monique Stevens and Maggie Marning have to set quite a bit. They were able to come out and do some things after that juncture and got right back in this ball game. And Northwest really a lot better team attacking the full court pressure and things when you have Stevens out there running. The point.
Danielle Berry, a 6'1 redshirt freshman out of Moreland Park, Illinois, checked in during the break for Central. Jenny's with a basketball, left side, Twine drives, gets it to Berry, who misses the shot inside, took the pass while cutting to the basket, and Nanny Matthews had the rebound for Northwest. Stevens with it between the circles. Over to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson, right side, Stevens. Looks in at Marnin. Got it to her. Shot for Marnin. Hangs on the back of the rim, but fell. Maggie Marnin with eight. And it's a 41-38 game. Central Missouri with a lead in the ball. 14 minutes to play in this one. Twine across midcourt, right side, to the top of the key for Watley. Watley with a dribble and a bounce pass over to Lewis. And a collision. Lewis goes up with the shot and hits it. I don't think she's hit the rim on any of the five threes that she's got in this second half. 19 for Lewis. 44-38, Central's lead. Stevens with it between the circles. Over to the right side with a dribble. Double team. Now they back off. Inside to Marnin. Marnin with a dribble. Turn. Shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. Cats need to just keep pounding it inside to Marnin. She's been able to hit the shots when she's got the opportunities.
And that's how they got off to the big lead in the first half.
4-point lead for Central. Jenny's with the ball. Over to the right side on the wing, Berry. Now into the corner for Lewis. Up to the wing for Twine. Twine at the top of the key. Lobs it into Cadell. Cadell with a couple of dribbles. Up with a shot. Bumped by Matthews. Did she just count the shot? She did. An NBA continuation foul in the paint and a three-point play opportunity for Nicole Cadell. And Coach Kellogg cannot believe that because after the whistle, there was one more dribble. And that's what Coach Kellogg is complaining about right here. And he's obviously not going to win the argument, but there was one more dribble by Cadell after the whistle blew, and they still count the shot.
Yeah, I think Coach Kellogg has a pretty good point over there. And obviously, you're not going to get them to change their mind, but again, that's Kellogg having an opportunity to make his point at least.
13-10 to play. Cadell to the line for one. She has 9 points so far, and the free throw, no good. Marnin with the rebound. Outlet goes out to Monique Stevens, and Stevens will bring it up the floor. Bearcats trail by six, a little over 13 minutes to play. Now a pass to Marnin, and the ball right to her hands. Just took her eyes off the basketball. An unforced turnover there for Northwest. Now I see one guy from Central, one of their fans, standing up yelling at the Northwest fans here. So it's getting a little bit chippy here at the Multics.
I think so.
And we've got a timeout, 13 minutes to go. Central up by six. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Warrensburg, 46-40, Central Missouri women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Some full court pressure by Northwest as Central gets the inbound in, and Brielle Watley will bring it up the floor. Watley to the top of the key, onto the right side for Twine. Into the corner, Berry. Berry up to the wing for Lewis. Lewis has single-handedly carried this offense in the second half for Central. Berry with it on the baseline. Bounce pass inside, taken away. Nelson with the steal. She's got numbers down the left side of the lane. Spins, gives it to Matthews. Matthews double-teamed. Marnin cutting down the lane. The layup good for Maggie Marnin. 12 for Marnin. 46-42, Central's lead. Jenny's with the basketball, and despite what we have seen in this second half from Brianna Lewis, Cat's still close. Lewis on the right side, out to the top of the key, Twine, on to the left. A three-pointer from Watley is too strong. Rebound tipped by Lewis, picked up by Meredith Scott. Scott trying to get it to Monique Stevens, and a foul call against Brianna Lewis. That'll be the second on Lewis. 17 fouls, so a one-and-one opportunity. We get into the bonus with 12-10. To play. Seven fouls were called against Central in the first half. They've had seven called against them in this second half.
And Northwest with six. I think we'll see some free throws the rest of the way.
Meredith Scott will get the opportunity this time. She'll have the one and one. She's one of two from the line so far. Front end of the one and one for Scott. Good. So she'll get a second one. It's 4 points for the junior out of Maryville. Kiana Flax will check back in for Central and take the place of Danielle Berry. Scott will get a second opportunity for Northwest. And that one is up and good. Scott hits them both. That makes it a two-point game. 46-44, Central with the lead in the basketball. Watley across the timeline. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now to Flax. Flax with one dribble, working it on the left side of the floor. Gives it up for Twine on the sideline. Top of the key, Watley. Watley holding on to it up top. Now we'll try the drive down the right side of the lane. Backs up, tries again. Up with the layup. No good. Marnin with the rebound. Chance to tie or take the lead here for Northwest. Across midcourt comes Stevens. Over to the right side. Bounce pass into Matthews. Matthews spins. Shot over Flax. Good off the glass for Annie Matthews. And we're tied. 46 all with 11:33 to go. Watley across the timeline with it for Central. Out between the circles. Still dribbling with it. Not seeing very good movement away from the ball. Dribbles over to the right. Can't even get it to Lewis. Still dribbling with it on the wing. To the top of the key. Over to the left side for Twine. Twine gets a screen from Cadell. Tries to go to her on the pick and roll. Cadell jumps. Has to get it out to Lewis. A three on the way. That's short. Rebound for Matthews inside for Northwest. Now to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline right. Over to the left side for Nelson. Just beyond the arc. Looks in at Scott cutting across. Not there. To Marnin on the right wing. Arnon looked in at Matthews. No, instead to Scott at the free throw line. Matthews right side. She dribbles out of some trouble out to the right wing. 10 on the shot clock. Matthews into the right corner. Nelson inside to Marnin. A dribble, a hook shot. Good for Maggie Marnin.
Well, several possessions. They've gone back to what got them that lead in the first half, just pounding it inside, and Northwest able to capitalize on it.
Cats up by two, 48-46, 10.5 to play. Watley with it between the circles. It'll be interesting to see once Lewis cools off how Central will play offensively, because she's been it. Right side Twine tried to go up top for Lewis, knocked away by Stevens. She gets the steal. In transition to the left wing. Now we'll wait for everybody to get down floor and set the offense for Northwest. To Matthews at the top of the key. Matthews out to the left side for Stevens. Lob in to Marnin against Cadell. Takes a dribble up with a shot. The fadeaway is short. Rebound inside for Lewis for Central. Lewis across the timeline to the top of the key. Bearcats up by two. Inside 10 minutes to play. Cadell on the right wing. Tries the drive. Kick out left side. Watley fakes on a three. Bounce pass into Cadell. Kicked by Nelson. And it'll bring us to a tie now. 9:49 to go. Northwest Missouri State Women 48. Central Missouri 46. We're back to Warrensburg in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back at the multipurpose building in Warrensburg. We've seen a heck of a game so far, 48-46. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Central Missouri. And, you know, no matter how this game turns out, you've got to be happy with the way Northwest has performed. But I think Coach Kellogg is a little bit tired of moral victories and just wants to see more victories.
Yeah, and 9:49 left. I'd like to see come down here. And it would be a big win on the road if Northwest can hold on and come up with a victory. But, again, a lot of basketball left to be played. But one thing you have to feel, Northwest has really weathered a heck of a run by Central Missouri to get back in this ball game. Now Northwest kind of got back to what got them leading. Let's hope they can keep that up the rest of this game.
Lewis gets the inbound to Aaron Redmond, top of the key, inside to Flax. Flax up with the shot, forced it, no good. Rebound Flax, her follow, this time she draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Central, but it was the offensive rebound that gave her the opportunity. Foul will be called on Monique Stevens. That'll be the third on Stevens, 16 foul against Northwest. And Flax with two opportunities at the line. She's 4 of 8 from there this afternoon. Normally a 76% free throw shooter. And her first one here is good. 11 points for Kiana Flax. She averages 21 a game for Central. Makes it a 1-point lead for Northwest. She could tie it with this second free throw. And that's off to the right. Rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Gets it to Stevens, and the Bearcats maintain the 1-point lead. Stevens across the timeline to Marnin. Marnin over to the right side, Matthews. Matthews holding on to it to the top of the key. Gets it for Nelson. Down low, Marnin. Top of the key, Stevens. Over to the right for Scott. Scott to Nelson at the right elbow. Out to Stevens. She tries to drive, is bumped as she drives. Brianna Lewis called for the foul. That'll be the third on Lewis. 18 fouls, so a 1-1 for Monique Stevens for Northwest. While she steps to the line, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Front end of the 1-1 for Monique Stevens. In and out won't go. Alexis Bay trying to race to the rebound along the baseline. It goes out of bounds off of Embre. So great hustle there by Alexis Bay. And Northwest will keep possession of the basketball. 9:14 to go. Ashley Thayer will check in for Northwest. take the place of Stevens. Played a lot of the first half after Stevens picked up two early fouls. Now Thayer will inbound on the baseline left. Looking in at Bay, gets it to her. Bay with the dribble, goes up with the shot, doesn't get it to go. The rebound out of bounds underneath, and it will belong to Northwest. Aaron Redmond let it go, thinking it was going to be Central basketball, but Northwest will inbound. 9:09 to go. Bearcats are up by one. Thayer looking to inbound again. Lobs it out to Nelson, top of the key. Over to Thayer on the left side. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble against Flax. Goes up with a shot, but will be called for a travel. That'll give it back to Central. Now with 9:03 to go.
Just a little bit of a hop inside, trying to position in the post.
48-47, the Northwest women with the lead. Redmond brings it up the floor for the Jennies. Takes her time as she works it toward the left side of the floor. Now brings it back to the right. Spires the dribble, looks inside, gets it to Cadell. One dribble for Cadell, up and under move. Shot blocked away partially. Goes off the left side of the rim. And a rebound for Matthews inside. There comes down with the outlet pass and brings it up the floor. Over to the left side for Scott. Scott to Bay, top of the key. Bay looks inside, gets it to Matthews. Back out to Bay. Matthews resets on the block. Bay can't get it to her. Now to Scott. Scott will go on a drive down the left side of the lane. Spin move in the paint. Kiss off the glass. Won't go. Rebound and a foul. This will go against Alexis Bay. That'll be the third on Bay. Seventh team foul, so a one-and-one opportunity. Both teams in the bonus with 8:23 to go.
Bay just crashing the board there. A little bit out of position. Had to reach over and unfortunately gets called for the reach over.
Nicole Cadell to the line for a one-and-one opportunity. She's 3 of 5 at the line today. Timber Schechinger getting set to check back in for Northwest. Free throw by Cadell is good. So she'll get a second opportunity. 10 points for the senior out of Tuscaloosa. And Schechinger replaces Ashley Nelson in the Bearcat lineup. Score tied at 48. 8:23 to play. Second free throw coming from Cadell. That one is up and good. So she hits both to give her team a one-point lead. 8:23 to play in the inbound against some full-court pressure. Comes to Thayer. Thayer pressured by Redmond in the backcourt. Crosses over. Gets a little bit of a screen from Matthews. Now across the timeline to the right side. Leaves it for Scott. Scott on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Works it over left side for Thayer. Shot faked by Thayer. Got Redmond in the air. Now to the baseline for Matthews. She backs it out with the dribble. 7 on the shot clock. Matthews gives it up for Thayer. Thayer into the lane. Double teamed in the lane. Bobbles the ball. It's knocked away. And a held ball call. As the shot clock sounds, possession will go to Central. So Central would have gotten the ball on the shot clock violation. But it held ball is what's been signaled. The three officials come together here. And they're going to whistle the shot clock violation instead.
Really, that's not a bad thing for Northwest. The possession arrow still will, either way, Central is going to, Central's going to get the ball regardless. I guess from one aspect, you'd like to see maybe the possession arrow go toward Northwest, where then the next time they would get the ball on a hill ball. But anyway, Central's going to get it one way or the other out of that.
Embray on the right side, over to Orton on the left wing. Orton tries to drive, kicks a pass out to Cadell, who had to chase it down on the sideline. She stops on the wing, lobs it in for Orton. Orton double-team loses the ball, and it's picked up by Matthews. Gets it out to Thayer. 49-48, Central with the lead. Ahead to Schechinger. Schechinger on the drive, off the glass. It's good. Nice screen by Alexis Bay to give Timber Schechinger the lane to get the shot off. 6 for Schechinger, and it's a one-point Northwest lead. 7:15 to go. Right side, Embray down to the baseline, draws the foul. Ashley Thayer called for the push. That'll be the first on Thayer. 18 foul. And Embray will have a one-and-one opportunity for Central. So Embray steps to the line for the first time today, 9 of 12 on the season. Front end of the one-and-one is good. And she'll have another opportunity. Mary D. Scott looking to block her out. Those two played several games against each other when Embray was at Benton and Scott at Maryville. Embray misses the second free throw. Northwest out of there with a rebound. Score tied at 50. Schechinger with it on the left wing. 7:05 to play. Out to Thayer near the center circle. Guarded by Redmond. Dribbles to the left side. Leaves it for Schechinger. Gets a screen from Bay to the top of the key. Now onto the right side. Starts a drive. Picks up the dribble. Gets it to Scott. Scott down to the baseline, guarded by Cadell. Spires the dribble, gets to Bay at the high post. Bay with seven on the shot clock, gets it out for Scott. Scott to the top of the key. Spins with it at the free throw line, up with the shot, rattles out. Rebound for Plax for Central. Outlet goes to Redmond. She works the right side of the floor, gets it to Plax out on the perimeter. Started a drive, but slipped. Stops, now goes on the drive, up with the runner off the glass. It's good for Kiana Plax. 13 for Plax, 52-50, Central's lead. Northwest with the basketball, 6:24 to go. Timeout Northwest. We'll be back to the multi-purpose building in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Warrensburg, 52-50, Central Missouri women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 6:24 to play in this one. Really expecting a good one in the men's game a little later on this afternoon as well. We could be in for a treat this afternoon.
Yeah, so far you can't ask for anything better than an exciting basketball game in this women's matchup. And of course, the top two teams in the Mighty Boy will go at it a little bit later when Central takes on Northwest, with Central in first place and Northwest in second.
High post, left side, Marnin with it at the elbow. Top of the key for Matthews. Onto the right side, Stevens. Stevens up top for Schechinger. She drives down the left side of the lane into Matthews. Up with the shot. No good. A big collision. No call. Rebound. Martin. Her follow won't go. Orton out of there with it for Central. Gets it ahead to Redmond on the left side. Redmond to the top of the key. On to Orton left wing. Takes the dribble. Back to Redmond. Redmond over to the left for Orton. Now to Flax. Flax looking inside. Shakes her head. No. Still dribbles with it on the left wing. Thought about a drive. Now picks up the dribble. Gets it in the corner for Embry. Embry will bring it to the top of the key. Over to the right for Redmond. She tries a drive. Jump stop. Runner off the glass. Good for Aaron Redmond. It's 5 for Redmond. The lead up to 4 for Central Missouri. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens across the timeline with it. Works it to Matthews. Matthews over to Stevens right wing. Starts a drive. Lobs it down for Marnin. And a foul against Central will put Monique Stevens at the free throw line. Aaron Redmond called for an elbow. That'll be the first on Redmond. 19 foul against the Jenny, so a 1-1 for Stevens, and then Northwest will be in the double bonus for the last 5:25. Front end of the 1-1 for Stevens is good. Stevens now 3 of 5 at the free throw line. 5 points in the ball game for the junior out of Australia. Transferred into the Bearcat program from Southeast Community College in Beatrice, Nebraska. Second free throw good as well. So 6 for Stevens, and it's a 2-point game. Central up 54-52, 5:22 to go. Redmond, pressured by Stevens, gets it up the floor to the free throw line. Now spins, brings it back out between the circles. Works it over to the left side for Embry. On the wing, into the corner for Orton. Orton with a dribble, gets it to Flax. Flax will try the drive. Jumper from 15 off the back of the rim. Nelson with a rebound for Northwest. Trying to lead the break, gets it ahead to the right side for Stevens. Stevens tries to go inside, and an offensive foul is going to be called against Northwest. And I didn't see the contact, but the official pretty adamant about the call. So it will be Central basketball after a timeout. The foul was called on Annie Matthews. And for Matthews, they've got her for 4. 54-52. Central with a lead. 4:59 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Warrensburg, 4:59 to play in the women's game. 54-52, Central Missouri with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. The Bearcat women scored the first team 14 points of the game, held Central scoreless for nearly 6 minutes of the ball game. Central able to fight their way back. The Bearcats had a two-point lead at the half, 28-26, and it's been back and forth here in the second half after a very hot start to the second half for Brianna Lewis, who hit five threes so far, all of those coming in the second half. Lewis with it between the circles. Guarded by Stevens, gets a screen, top of the key, Flax will take a three, that's off right, rebound for Ashley Nelson. Nelson started to push it up in transition, now we'll slow it down. Stevens with it between the circles. Gets it to Matthews, left side, on the wing for Schechinger. Schechinger, down to the baseline, Marnick. Marnick with a couple of dribbles, out to Schechinger on the wing. To Nelson, open, a three on the way, that one rattles out, and the rebound for Flax for Central Missouri. Gets it to Embray. She's across the timeline with it on the right side. Now to Flax. Flax works it over to Lewis near the sideline. Lewis, right side, Embray. Drive down to the baseline. Up with the runner. Hits the bottom of the rim. Nelson with the rebound. Still a two-point game. Central with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 4 minutes to play. Stevens with the bounce pass into Marnin. Out right side. Schechinger takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Nicole Cadell for Central Missouri. Gives it for Embray. Embray will set the offense after a timeout. Timeout Dave Slifer for Central Missouri. He is not at all happy. 3:48 to go. 54-52 Central's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Warrensburg, 3:48 to play, 54-52. Central with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. The men's teams will be meeting up shortly after this one is complete here at the multipurpose building. Embray across midcourt with it for Central. Dribbles out between the circles. 3:40 to go. Not a lot of movement away from the ball. Now Lewis trying to get herself open. And Embray with a pass inside. Knocked away by Schechinger. She dives after it. Trying to get rid of it. And a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow will give it to Central. Coach Dave Slifer wanting the travel call. And he turns about as red as the mule emblem or logo on the floor.
He was very emphatic about wanting the travel that time.
4 seconds on the shot clock. Lewis looking to inbound, gets it out to Orton between the circles, right side Embray, drive to the baseline, shot blocked away by Nelson, and a shot clock violation. Whistled against Central Missouri, the second of the game against Central and Northwest Missouri State, with another chance to tie or take the lead.
They've been getting the defensive stops they need, they just need to turn around once they get down on offense and knock down some shots.
3:20 to play, Stevens across midcourt, guarded by Embray, over to the left side for Matthews. Matthews out to the top of the key. Nelson, touch pass in to Marnin, knocked out of bounds by Cadell. So Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. Cats doing a pretty good job of keeping the focus of getting the ball inside to Marnin when she's in the lineup. That's where they've had their success today. Stevens looking to inbound. Still looking, now gets it to Schechinger on the left wing. Top of the key for Nelson. Nelson over to the left for Schechinger. Looked into Matthews. Not there. Brings it out top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Over to the left side for Matthews on the wing. Now hands it for Stevens. 5 on the clock. Top of the key. Nelson starts a drive. Now over to the left side. Up and under move. Forces the shot. Does not hit the rim. And a shot clock violation will give it back to Central.
Both teams are playing some very good defense right now, making it tough to get shots off on both sides here. Hopefully Northwest has some more stops in them.
Embray will bring it up the floor for Central, 54-52, in what has been, for the most part, a defensive battle. Embray between the circles, right side for Lewis. Lewis had it tipped loose, but they call Monique Stevens for a reach. And that will be the fourth on Monique Stevens. 10th team foul against Central. So two opportunities for Brianna Lewis. Again, really, she's been the spark offensively. She's got 19 points in the game as her first free throw goes. Now 20 points. 18 of those 20 have come in the second half. She's hit 5 threes in the second half and is 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the second half. And her second free throw is good as well. 21 points for Lewis, and it's a 4-point lead for Central, 2:40 to play. Stevens across the timeline with it, closely guarded by Embray, dribbles over to the right side, onto the wing. Picks up the dribble, gets it inside to Marnin. Marnin with the shot fake, shot knocked away by Cadell, but a foul call. And this will send Maggie Marnin to the free throw line. Nicole Cadell picks up her fourth. Two opportunities for Maggie Marnin for Northwest. First trip to the free throw line for Marnin. She's 31 of 36 at the free throw line for Northwest. Marnin with 14 points and the first free throw off the back of the rim. Still a 56-52 game. Central with the lead. 2:29 to go. Second free throw for the sophomore on the way. And that one off the back of the rim. So the Cats with opportunities, but we've got a lane violation on Kiana Flax. So Maggie Marnin will get a second chance at the second opportunity. She gets the ball. See if Marnin can take advantage here. And the free throw is up. And it's off the right side of the rim. The rebound to Flax along the baseline for Central. Embray will bring it up the floor for the Jennies. 2:20 to go. 56-52, the lead for Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State. Horton between the circles. Over to the right side for Flax. Flax onto Lewis, left side. She tries the drive, is tripped up, slides along the baseline, nearly throws it away. They're going to call a kick. And she threw that ball. It was kicked by Schechinger, so an inbound on the baseline for Central.
Hey, Coach Kellogg was up thinking that might have been a travel call there.
2:07 to go. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Lewis looking to inbound. Lobs it in right side for Orton. Orton on the drive. Bump. This will go against Marnin. Orton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And for Maggie Marnin, that will be her fourth foul.
Picked up her third foul relatively early in the second half. Has been able to play a lot of minutes here in the second half before picking up her fourth.
And the first free throw by Orton is good. Northwest women have not scored since the 5:25 mark of this second half, so 3 minutes and 20 seconds without a point. The second one for Orton, no good, and a rebound for Annie Matthews. It's a 5-point lead for Central Missouri. Between the circles, Stevens over to the left side, and an offensive foul called on Monique Stevens. And Coach Kellogg not happy with that call either. I read his lips. I won't repeat it. And that foul call on Monique Stevens will be her fifth. It's that same official that really neither coach has been happy with. Not that many times because he really hasn't made that many calls, but they just not have been real solid. Let's just put it that way.
Equal opportunity with the two coaches.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Unfortunately, this is a big call because it puts Monique Stevens on the sideline the rest of the game for Northwest. 1:55 to play, and it's a 5-point game. Central on top. Embray brings it up the floor for the Jennies. Works it to Flax between the circles. Left side for Orton. Orton looked to go inside. The pass tipped by Schechinger. Marnin will pick it up in the lane for Northwest. So the Cats with another opportunity. ahead on the left side for Nelson, who was falling out of bounds and saved it in, but Flax picks it up. Flax with the underhanded pass off balance to Orton, misses the layup. The rebound tipped out of bounds by Schechinger, so Central will inbound on the baseline right. 1:28 to go, and we continue to see Northwest get stops on the defensive end as we get a timeout here from Central Missouri. But again, the Cats have not scored since the 5:25 mark of this second half. They have had a bunch of opportunities thanks to their defensive play. They just not have converted.
No, and they've had some looks offensively that in the first half had been going down, just not going down right now. And some of the, well, you got to credit the Jennies for some good defense as well, but still, there's been some looks that normally you take Northwestern, knock some of those shots down, and unfortunately they just haven't fallen, and that's where they find themselves down right now with 128 left.
57-52, Central's lead. And Northwest, after really a poor performance defensively on Tuesday, bouncing back well defensively here today. Felt pretty good when they had a 16-point lead in that first half. Not too good, knowing Central had capability to score, especially when we saw Brianna Lewis come out early in the second half and just hit three after three after three. Now she gets it in the right corner, brings it up on the wing. Guarded by Thayer, out between the circles with it. Central spreading out the offense, trying to work the clock. On the left side, Flax has it on the wing. To Orton between the circles. Takes one dribble, now between the circles left for Lewis. Lewis directs some traffic with 10 on the shot clock. Now with it at the top of the key, lobs a pass inside. Cadell comes down with it. Shot blocked by Marnin, and Marnin with the rebound. Another opportunity for Northwest with a minute to play as Thayer brings it across midcourt. Guarded by Embry. And Thayer goes to the high post for Matthews. She squares, holding on to it, looked inside, not there. To Thayer, top of the key, wide open. The three on the way is off the back of the rim. Flax knocked to the floor by Annie Matthews, both going after the rebound, and that's going to be the fifth on Matthews. So the Bearcats have now had two starters foul out of this ball game. And Flax will go to the other end to shoot for Central Missouri and try to build on a 5-point lead. Mary D. Scott will come into the lineup for Northwest. 42.7 seconds to play. And Flax at the line for two. She's 5 of 10 from there in the game so far. Free throw is off the back of the rim. She'll have a second opportunity here as well. And the second one, good. Flax with 14 points, and it's a 58-52 lead for Central. Thayer across midcourt with it to Schechinger at the high post. On to the left, Thayer on the wing. Top of the key, Schechinger. Over to the right side for Scott. Flax tipped it. Scott picked it up. Out top for Nelson. Over to the left side, Schechinger. Back to Nelson. Nelson goes on a drive. Tried to get it to Marnin. The pass too low. Goes by Marnin and out of bounds. That will give it right back to Central Missouri with 21 and a half seconds to go.
Northwest really needed a quick shot when they came down the floor, but the Jenny's defense really made it tough, and unfortunately for Northwest as well, getting a turnover.
The inbound coming from Embry. Gets it into Flax in the backcourt. And Flax will be fouled by Ashley Thayer. That'll be the third on Thayer. And Flax will go to the other end to shoot two more for Central. It'll be a bit. Flax isn't in a big hurry to get to the free throw line. Has a couple of conversations on the way. And with 18 and a half seconds to go, toes the line. 58-52, the lead for Central Missouri. Flax always takes a couple of deep breaths, doesn't dribble at the free throw line, and her first one here is off the back of the rim. Flax came into the game a 76% free throw shooter. She is 6 of 13 from there today. A second one for Flax on the way. And that one, no good. Rebound tip goes out of bounds off of Schechinger. You can credit Brianna Lewis with getting that ball tipped out of bounds. And an inbound now for Central with 16.7 seconds to go. Inbound to Cadell. A couple of dribbles. A shot up by Cadell. Off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped around. Marnin out of there with it. Tried to go ahead to Nelson. Lewis gets the steal. She'll dribble out toward midcourt. Thayer will commit the foul. It'll be four on Thayer, and it will send Lewis to the free throw line to shoot two. And really, for Central, all the credit in the world has to be given to Brianna Lewis for her second half of basketball.
Yeah, single-handedly gave Central the lead. And you look at Central on the season, averaging over 75 points a game. The Bearcats have held them now to 59. And I would think going into this game, if you're Coach Kellogg, if you held them to 59 points at this point, you would have to feel good about it. But Northwest just unable to convert offensively in the last five, 6 minutes.
Lewis hits both free throws. 23 points for her. She scored 21 of them in this second half. They are with it on the left side. Hands it for Nelson. Nelson will put up a long three off the back of the rim, and that'll do it. 60-52, Central comes from behind to beat the Northwest Missouri State women after the Northwest women scored the first 14 points of the game and built out a 16-point lead in the first half. They can't make it last. 60-52, the final. Central with a win. We're back with more from Warrensburg after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Warrensburg, 60-52. The Central Missouri women with a win over Northwest Missouri State on Tuesday. The Northwest had the offense going, but couldn't get the defense. Today, had the defense going all game long, but just couldn't get the offense to go along with it. Did not score over the last 5 minutes and 25 seconds of this ball game. Gave themselves chances, but just didn't convert.
Yeah, defense did what they needed to that way and stopped a very potent Central Missouri attack for the most part. And then came down, just could not get the ball to fall. And really had a tough time getting off some decent shots as well. You have to credit the Jenny Summers for some of that with some pretty good defense. So just kind of a tough last 5 minutes or so of the ball game. Unfortunately, Northwest unable to convert offensively and fought hard, played well on the road against a very good Central Missouri team in a tough place to play here at the multipurpose building, but unfortunately just can't come up with a win.
So the Bearcats fall to 10-7 overall, 4-5 in the MIAA. Central moves to 15-2 and 7-2. We're back with our extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the Northwest Madrileers representing Northwest at the 75th Annual Missouri Music Educator Association Conference.
What a real honor and privilege that was. The 75th Annual Missouri Music Educators Association Conference held down at Pantera, John, and it is unbelievable. If people have never been to a conference like that, they've got something like 1,400 teachers, students from middle school, high school, colleges. Only three universities were invited to perform this year: University of Missouri, Missouri State, and Northwest Missouri State University, led by Dr. Brian Lanier, accompanied by Dr. Charles Adami. And our Madrileers put on a performance, John. I was able to spend a little time with them before the performance. I saw their practice. And you visit with them, talk about their time down there. But then when they go on stage, the huge room is filled up. And the number of Bearcat alumni, by the way, was just overwhelming. I was stunned by a number of educators throughout this state that are Bearcats, that are bringing music education to our young men and women, and they are just so proud that the Madrileers nailed that performance. So very special opportunity to see our students in action.
And when you talk about Northwest alumni, I understand you've got a trip planned where you get a chance to talk with more alumni coming up.
You bet, and that's what it's all about. My wife, Denise, myself are headed to Florida, and we're going to be spending some time with friends, alumni, those that have high interest in Northwest. We'll have an alumni function down there. And, you know, it really gives us a chance to not just hear about the memories and what Northwest meant and still means to so many people, but really how they can help us.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Warrensburg, the Northwest Missouri State women with a loss 60-52 to Central Missouri this afternoon. It is time for the Extra Effort Award, and another double-double today for Annie Matthews.
She's been playing well the last several ball games, ends up with 10 points, 13 rebounds. Also had a couple of assists and three steals, so a good afternoon for Annie Matthews. Unfortunately, Northwest just couldn't quite get her up and come up with a win here today.
That came on 4 of 6 shooting today, 14 points, 7 rebounds out of Maggie Marnin. For Northwest as well. On the other side for Central Missouri, 23 points from Brianna Lewis. She was 5 of 7 from three-point range. All of those threes came in the second half, and 21 of her 23 points came in the second half as well. 14 points, 10 rebounds for Kiana Flax, and 11 points for Nicole Cadell, leading the way for Central Missouri today. But again, 60-52, the final. Central with a win over Northwest Missouri State. Two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.